Twice a month, TAG talks about current and critical topics of the food industry. To ensure you don't miss any, be sure to click subscribe in the top corner. So foreign material control is a critical aspect of food safety, but the hazards of foreign objects often receive less focus than do those of pathogens and chemicals in food. So today, I, your host, Lisa Lupo, am discussing the why and how of this critical control with TAG Chief Scientific Officer, Rolando Gonzalez. Welcome, Rolando.
Thank you, Lisa. Happy to be here.
Always good to talk with you. So let's start with the basics. Why is it important to control foreign material in food? And can you provide any examples of issues that have occurred?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as you know, foreign material is food. It's not just undesirable and detrimental to what we consider food that is of good quality, but it can also lead to what's considered adulterated food or violative food from a regulatory standpoint. And in terms of examples, you know, we see examples of some frequency in the news where even though these incidents having or don't really lead to injuries in consumers with much frequency, they do result in recalls that obviously attempt to against the reputation of companies and also are resulting in dissatisfied customers.
Okay. So given some of the impacts that the foreign materials can have, how can a food safety team relay the importance of prioritizing this control with their senior leaders?
That's a good question. And really, I mean, what we try to do and what we always recommend companies to do is to understand and raise the level of awareness across the company. And that includes employees at the line level all the way up to the decision makers and the company leaders. Ensure that they understand why is the control of foreign material important and as part of the overall food safety management strategy and food protection strategy of the company.
So then what are some, you know, once I get them to buy in here, what are some of the processes and practices that I can apply to mitigate these risks and more effectively control foreign material?
Absolutely. Yeah. And from a pragmatic standpoint, one of the things that we always recommend is start with your suppliers. Start by understanding what is going on upstream in the supply chain. What sort of efforts are being placed by your suppliers in terms of controlling the presence and the inclusion of foreign material in the ingredients that they provide you with. Then after that, we always tell companies, once you get those incoming ingredients into your facility, make sure that you have systems to monitor the presence of foreign material. Make sure that those are consistent with any specifications that you have agreed with them in terms of what you will accept and what you wouldn't accept from a foreign material content standpoint. Then once in the facility, from an operational standpoint, I would say conduct a risk assessment of your operations and potential sources of foreign material from your equipment, from your facility, from the employees, of course, the activities that happen in your facility, and make sure that you use tools that provide and allow you to capture sufficient detail along those lines. One example of that would be the failure modes and effects analysis tool. It's a very systematic way of conducting a risk assessment, and it allows you to prioritize as well what are the most likely sources of foreign material in your operations. Then once you identify what are those most likely sources, then you have to implement control measures and devices to ensure that you capture those instances of inclusion of foreign material in your food product, in the product stream. Make sure that you validate those. It's a requirement to validate process controls to ensure that they are removing or detecting and removing foreign material effectively from the product stream. Now, given all of this, you may do a great job in everything that I have said so far, but one key important element that is missing here is education. You have to make sure that employees are educated in terms of the significance of foreign materials in foods and how to ensure that they are aligning with standard operating procedures that have been defined for product rejection, what to do when the machine rejects, not to ignore it, don't think that the machine is crazy, but ensure that obviously the instruments have been set up with the proper sensitivity and that the employees then recognize that if a product is rejected, there should be some corrective actions that have also been defined and that they need to align with as part of the overall food protection strategy. And again, this goes along with the food safety culture of the company as well, ensuring that everybody recognizes why do we do that? What is, and it's what we define as part of food safety culture, hazard awareness in this context.
Okay. So how does TAG help with some of this, whether it's the assessment in the facility or suppliers or education? What does TAG do?
Yeah, no, Lisa, we on a common basis, we do all the way from the technical assistance that is required to define, okay, what sort of control measure, control device or intervention is needed at different points throughout the line, to conducting training in regards to, again, foreign material, what is considered to be violative, how to properly manage presence of foreign material in your food products. And in addition to that, again, ensuring that employees have embraced and can align with the best practices out there as part of the food safety management system of the company.
Well, thank you so much, Rolando, for your insights on what can be done and where TAG can help. And I want to thank the viewers once again for joining TAG Talks. Don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to visit our website to see our other educational opportunities. Thank you again, Rolando.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.